AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Welcome to this special edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Josh Smith, editor of Ground Support Worldwide, and today we're excited to announce that nominations for the 2024 Ground Support Team of the Year Award is now open. And to help me share more information about the award, I'd like to welcome John Volbrecht. John is the general manager of Menzies TPA, and his team was the inaugural and 2023 Ground Support Team of the Year winner. So, John, I appreciate the time. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
The Ground Support Team of the Year Award was designed to shine a deserving spotlight on the outstanding crews that make up the ground support industry and acknowledge their indispensable contributions. And of course, John, you know firsthand the work that goes on behind the scenes to keep flights on time and passengers happy. Can you share some examples of the vital work that's done on the ramp that might go unnoticed by some of the average flyers?
Yeah. Two things that like the average flyer won't see are my guys doing a pre-inspection checklist and performing briefings before the flight and sometimes during the flight. So when we talk about like pre-inspection briefings, that's prior to any operation. So no plane on the ground, no nothing. The team inspects each piece of equipment. Besides looking to make sure that they got battery life or running fuel, they're also making sure that that's safe to operate around the aircraft and, you know, that it's safe for them to use. Right. So that little inspection prevents accidents and injuries and help make that plane go on time. And honestly, Josh, just today was I got a text from a customer saying that a plane had an in-op APU and will be needing an air start. Well, I know that air start's ready to use because they check every single day. And but the passenger, they don't need to know that there's APUs in-op. They're going to get air conditioning connected. The engine's running. They're going to leave on time, and they will not know that there was a huge amount of stress from my guys and team making sure that we were ready for that arrival. And being ready for that arrival brings us second too, is that briefings. And those briefings and teachings that we talk about the operation. And that's what, you know, you talk about this team, that's what makes this team a team. If they don't talk about each flight they're about to do, about each task they're going to take about, they are prepared for the task at hand, right? So if every flight is a surprise, they're going to be on their heels reacting, you know, to whatever's in front of them versus stepping forward and taking action and working out a plan to have that operation. So those pre-inspection checklists and pre-briefings, arrival briefings, departure briefings, all of those happen and allow us to be as good as we can. So no passenger sees it, but we do it.
That behind the scenes work is so important and is really a unique quality within the ground support industry. And while some of those things go on a day to day basis, you know, and it's kind of expected, the idea behind this Team of the Year award is to highlight some of the groups that go above and beyond. And with that in mind, you know, what kind of qualities does your team possess that, you know, ultimately compelled you to nominate them for the 2023 award?
Well, I'd say about two things. Maybe one was they're always willing to learn and help, and not help because it gives them a couple hours or anything else. It's helping because somebody might be struggling or having a hard time with it. So, for instance, we had a late operation, so a late arrival and still trying to turn. And before I could even start working on that pre-briefing, before the guys were working on it, we had passenger service agents offering to help with the cabin cleaning. I had one of my GSE mechanics willing to assist on tasks that he's qualified for. Fuelers swinging by saying, hey, everything okay? You know, that's what a team does. And so when we saw that award, it was an opportunity for me as their general manager to tell everybody else that I tell them, hey, day in, day out, you're great. But for us here in Tampa, you know, we always talk, be the example, because no other handling company, you know, just because the other handling company isn't doing what we think is correct, we're going to be the example, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. So instilling that pride in what they do and how we do it is what this award, that's why I nominated folks from ours, because I wanted them to say, you know, yeah, you are the best. Look at this, man. Here's the award. It's an award that says you're the best. Not just me saying, hey, you guys are great every single day. And honestly, it was. They celebrated when I got the award. They didn't really realize that they even got nominated. But even from our customers that selected and nominated, they're like, even to be nominated was pretty cool, because you got an opportunity to write down the positive stuff for the group. It was fun.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear it was an exciting bit of news for your team when they were announced as the winner. And beyond accepting the award on their behalf, you know, what kind of things did you do to help acknowledge your team for all the accomplishments they achieved?
You mean besides visiting the great GSC Expo that you guys put on in Vegas? Maybe that gets me another comp ticket. I don't know. But it was we had a good time up there, just for the record. Jose Venezuela, that came with me, is part of my team. And we got to see new kinds of stuff and new equipment, a lot of electric equipment. And I got to run into a whole bunch of folks that I've known through the years of being in this business. But once we got home, we kind of like, well, how do we celebrate? Like you said, right? So we got the award, which was awesome. So it's an actual physical award, right? So we brought that home very carefully. We invited our customers from Copa and Alaska, as well as some folks from the Airport Authority here in Tampa. My boss came from Orlando, Eric Hamilton, and as well as several of our Interplane customers stopped by to celebrate. And we had the big event space. We watched the video of the award. Me and Jose got on the podium and just talked about our team. We read the nominations that our customers did, and you know, some food, some fun. And it was just talking about, you know, hey, we're doing something here. We're not just, you know, a ground handler that goes in day out. We're putting quality product out here. We're working with a great group that likes working with each other. On top of that, another thank you to your group is we got to hand out some swag. So they got, I mean, if you come in Tampa, I saw one today. One of the team members wearing their Ground Support Team of the Year 2023 t-shirts. So I will tell you that we talk about it consistently. And, you know, you talk about the award. I could have put it in my office right here so I could see it. You know where I put that award? I put it right above the time card clock that my team punches in every single day, so they get to get reminded that they are amazing. That's what we did. And it was fun. And it still is. We still talk about it. So, again, thank you for allowing me to do that.
It's our pleasure to help recognize, you know, the great work that's being done by your team specifically, but, you know, by teams like yours all across the industry. And that's really the purpose of this award, again, is to put that spotlight on the folks doing this sometimes unnoticed work, but very important work. And given the experience you've had and your team has had around this award program, what might you say to encourage other people in the industry to, you know, consider nominating their team for recognition like this one?
I'll say this. Here's the challenge. Even though we won 2023, I still think we're the best team. How about that? And if you think you are, you should be nominating your team. If you get up and you look at your team, you're like, man, I enjoy the people that I work with. This is a safe operation. We have great performance with our customers. My customers tell me every single day, you guys do a great job. Well, put it in writing, you know. I joke about this, but, you know, we even thought about it. I was like, what about next year? I was like, next year, I want to see what somebody else does. I want to see the next group so that they can highlight their team and they can tell, you know, their employees how great they are. I'm very fortunate to work at a company that supports our leadership style, allows me to work and lead a team of amazing people. You know, this award wasn't for me. This wasn't a John Valbrick one, this award. This was for the guys that come in, day out, that we have a storm coming through in Tampa and they're going to be out in the rain with the boots and the rain gear. And I'm in here talking with you, but shortly after, I'm going to go check on them. it's good to highlight what we do, because otherwise, what separates us from the other guy? And personally, yeah, I am proud that I was able to update my LinkedIn profile and say that I'm the leader of the 2023 Ground Support Team of the Year. So yeah, because I am proud of this team. I'm proud of them every single day. And that's what this award is about. At least that's what we took out of it. The challenge is out there. You think you're better than the Tampa team and Menzies Tampa team? Go for it. That's kind of what I would say.
I like that spirit and that attitude, and I'd encourage other teams out in the industry to nominate their crew for the 2024 Ground Support Team of the Year and recognize that unwavering commitment to the aviation industry. And if you're interested in nominating for this year's award, you can visit www.aviationpros.com/team of the year and fill out the nomination form. And just to wrap up this special edition of the Aviation Pros podcast, John, I want to thank you again for your time and helping me highlight this award. And I just want to offer one more congratulations to you and your team for their continued success. So thank you and congrats.
Josh, thank you, man. This was honestly, and I'll say it again, it was really fun. When we got the award, there was some emotion with our group because you did get to, like I said, highlight how, you know, it's not always easy on the ramp. It's not always easy behind the passenger service ticket counter. There's a lot of challenges that we all face. And it's just, and you say it's just a job, but we spend a lot of time at this job. So, Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And again, to nominate for the 2024 Ground Support Team of the Year Award, visit aviationpros.com/team of the year. And after submitting your nomination for the 2024 Ground Support Team of the Year, remember to subscribe to the Aviation Pros podcast wherever you download your podcasts. Rate and review it and share it with your colleagues in the industry. And for more information about ground handling best practices, safe operations, and more, stay up to date by subscribing to Ground Support Worldwide's daily newsletter. And please continue to visit aviationpros.com.